Engage.
It's all going to happen. One will take a shot at each one. Matt hit. Troy hit. Or no, Troy miss. Hobo hit. You miss. Matt, 4.
Hobo, 4.
Nope.
Yeah. You don't lose consciousness, I think, until -6.
Yep.
Do I see this? Do I see any of this happen from behind or no?
Make a sense trouble check.
I'm going to spend 1. 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can't see it real clearly.
But I can tell that I've seen it enough times. I know yes. That those things are attacking them. Okay. He's fleeing.
Yeah. I'm running.
But you're acting on a pool of 0, right?
Yes.
The pool is 0, or does it count as original score?
We'll say original score.
Yeah.
3.
Okay.
What's the hobo?
The hobo is going to flail his hammer whenever,
That sounds like
some...
Yeah.
Okay. So, weapons. What's his pool?
Start at 4.
Start at 4.
I think so.
Yeah, it did.
Troy, yeah. What are you going to do?
I got 2 guns in my hand. I'm going to turn around and try and shoot something.
So what's your firearms?
I'm a 10, but I started at 14.
Matt, what are you doing? What are you gonna
do? I am using 4 fleeing points and running.
That was a 22 to begin with?
Yeah, you started on a 22, yeah. So he gets to act first.
Yeah. And what about you?
I'm going to move forward and duck behind a tree.
Okay.
Matt so flees.
Not really a skill move.
No, just I want to position myself so the things hopefully don't see me.
Matt, if you're gonna flee, go ahead.
Spending 4.
Spending 4.
That's a 10.
Oh yeah, you're screaming old man.
I love the fact that he's got like a 30-pound radio on his back.
The question is, are you running towards the monolith or away from
it? I would have kept going towards it. Like you said, we come into a clearing on our path, and then it's like. Boom, 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 converging.
Right.
I would have shot forward.
Okay.
So your next...
Taking time to turn, that would have been a waste of time.
Your next pool is... Yeah, Troy on a 14.
If I wanted to use... Like, so if I use 2, do I have to, like, use 1 first, and then, depending on what happens, like a D&D, and then use the other one, or...
Yes.
Okay, so I will...
Decide how many points you're going to use for first attack.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend 3.
Shooting the one that hit you?
Yeah.
Okay.
9.
Hit.
Nice. D6.
Now, this is point blank range.
Yes. Plus.
So, +2.
6.
Drops it.
In the face!
You gonna take a second shot?
I'm gonna take a second shot at... There are 4 of these things?
Yes.
Not now.
F***ing hobo, right?
I use my second action to point at that guy.
I mean, my assumption was we were running side by side, so shooting at the one next to me, was that going to make any difference than if I shot at one, like...
No, you guys are all in a cluster.
Okay.
So it's going to be point-blank range. It's going to be a matter of which way you were pointing your arm, this way or that way.
I'm going to spend another 3 to shoot the one that attacked her.
Okay.
6.
That is a miss.
Make sure you mark off 2 bullets, too. The next pool would be, I'm assuming, them. Spencer's weapons of a 4 and his athletics of a 3. So 3 of them get attacks.
3 of them? I've seen them coming.
Yeah.
Huh?
This is unfortunate.
Oh, did he lose anything?
He's at a 4. I'm going to assume their attack's higher than a 4.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Initiative.
Yep. Yeah. It's kind of a neat way to do it.
Matt's gone.
So there are 3 of them and there are 3 of those things.
Ooh. Hit. Miss the hobo. And hit you.
So 2 hits on the player characters. Ooh.
Troy for 4. 1 to you.
What's it put you at, Troy?
4.
And they just keep coming. We go to Hobo.
He's going to take a swing. He's going to use all his points.
The one attacking him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
So 3 points. 9.
Smacks it. So, 6 minus 1.
Yep, you need a 6.
Nice, drops it.
So 5 damage. Okay. All right, just make sure.
Doesn't get a bonus for point play training.
No. So that's 2 of them down.
Daniel, what do you want to do?
Keep running.
Hit it with my purse.
Yeah, way to run away. Harpoon.
5.
Nice.
You know, man, harder weapons. I have no.
You have a harpoon.
You're not running away as fast as he is, but you're like, doing it more manly than he is.
You can roll.
Okay. My advantage is a fling. You need the smart guy with probably all these languages to read the fucking book.
What do you want to do, Matt? Keep running?
Yes.
Okay.
Run.
You got to roll another flea.
Another flea?
Yeah.
You didn't spend.
Yep.
You're going to be lucky if you don't run into a tree. Because you're going full bore. You're not being that careful. Or you haven't gone.
I haven't gone yet.
You missed the first round, so you will be there this round.
Yep.
Or you were ducking behind a tree.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to see how the fight went before I decided what to do.
You have seen 3 shapes.
3 shapes? Oh, is it 3? No, you've
killed 2.
Yeah, Hobo
killed one, Hobo killed one.
Okay. Yeah, there are 2.
2 shapes hit the ground.
Then I will act on my firearms of 4. So I'm assuming that just rolls me into the pile. Or, that's metagaming. I probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, I'll act on my firearms of 4. I'll act on my athletics of 12 to throw a ball of gloop so it makes his attack easier. No, I attacked him with firearms of 4.
All right. Troy, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to spend 2. 8.
That'll hit.
3.
You going to spend those last 2 to fire the other gun?
I will say, since you got the first hit, I will decrease the target number for the second. You saw it hit.
So you know where it's at now.
You know where it's at.
You go after that one again. You got a statistical likelihood of dropping it.
That it's possible to hit.
I've also got another one that is going to attack, so no one else is helping me. 4.
Drops to 4, yeah.
Oh.
That's why we can't have nice things.
3.
Yeah, that's enough to kill it.
Yeah.
One of them left. Who's it going for?
Probably has dropped 2 of them.
I would assume so.
6-5, Hobo's 3-4, you're 1-2.
Oh, I wasn't out of range yet?
Oh, yeah, you took off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I took off too.
6-5-4.
Well, you're way ahead of me.
3-2-1. Yeah, you're taking ahead.
Who?
Troy. And
it'll
hit.
Nice. Cool.
For 4 damage.
So I put you at?
0.
You're still up.
You're still up, but you're not looking good.
The hobo.
He's going to swing at the other one. Yeah, whatever.
Why can't I run that out on the D6?
Can I not use stealth mode?
Huh? Yes, you can.
I mean, to use a hammer? Or does
that mean? No.
Nah. That's as usual as punch.
Great.
Oh, because he used up all of his weapons? Okay, he missed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're still running?
Yep.
I would,
sure am.
I would go before because I'm going to fire arms at 4.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm going to step up and use 2 points on that last one. That's 3. That's actually I used 2 points, so it's not a critical fail. Unless you want to count that one as a critical miss.
So which one of these things was Amelia Earhart? Was she Amelia
Earhart? Well, there's a statistical likelihood, unless she's in the obelisk.
I don't think it's
different.
I shot. That's all I got.
Okay. You're running. Make an athletics check. Athletics or fleeing?
He's got no fleeing. So just toss it. See what you get.
3.
Okay. You don't run into a tree. Well,
that's good.
Back to the top of the order, Troy.
That's me, isn't it?
Oh, well, I guess, yeah. I assume at this point it doesn't really... Well, I guess it depends on what he wants to do.
I'm using 4 more fleas. I don't think you need to.
How many are left?
There's 1.
Okay, it's a pylon.
It's a pylon.
Of black volcanic rock, thrusting hundreds of feet into the
precipice. I got a six. I'm fine.
Wow. Six on a fleeing. Awesome.
And two. Five.
To hit?
Yeah.
I'll say you hit it, because you've hit it.
No, he hasn't hit this one yet.
Okay. Yeah, you
miss. Sweet! See you guys later.
Skadoosh.
Can I act on my athletics of 12?
Sure.
Or do I have to continue on the firearms?
Sure. No, you
can change. I'm going to spend...
Just getting loopy. This is great.
I'm going to spend 3 points of athletics to throw the clod of dirt that I have, and dirt and mud, and to try and, you know, coat that thing so we can see it. That's a seven.
That'll hit.
Is there a rock in there? Does it do one damage? All right. So now swing a good one on old nature boy there with his hammer, and... Oh, wait, that thing gets to go first.
Yeah. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for the hobo. Hobo. Miss.
Light him up, hobo!
No.
How far away from the thing am I?
You're running.
Huh? I say at this point, do they need to keep doing their running?
I don't know. Are they still running?
I guess that's true.
So I'm asking how far away from
I don't think so, because we were 7 hours from it.
No, he said several hours from it.
We were a few hours from it, so I don't think I want to keep running anymore. If I know there's nothing behind me chasing me, I want to start walking. I just catch my breath and...
Yeah, you can do that.
Matt with his fleeing.
How far away am I?
This has got to be at least three rounds. If we're doing the same as Spencer, that's at least the length of a football field if you don't take into account the rolls.
Okay, then I will stop running as well. I will ready in action by pulling out my flare gun.
I'm going to change my pool to a scuffle of 8.
Okay. Troy, what are you going to do? You can see it now. Second shot?
Oh, yeah. So I was going to do that.
Last bullet. All right. I would say a scuffling of 8 versus it. What is it?
8. So you.
Okay. I'm just going to use 4 scuffling and just haul off and punch it in its stupid face. Maybe with the barrel of the gun or something. So that would be a 6.
Since it's visible, that will hit.
I D6 minus 2.
For what?
I'm buffaloing it.
No, minus 1.
D6 minus 1. So 3.
Okay. And it's got 3 targets now. So 6, 5.
How are they doing that?
Huh?
We tied. It's his weapons are lower than my score.
Yeah. So it's the creature's turn.
He keeps changing which pool he's pulling from.
Oh.
As long as he keeps using the hammer, it's always off of weapons, and his weapons was 4. That makes sense.
Okay. Well, I mean, did I go this round with him?
It hasn't happened yet.
Shot.
No, with the hobo.
No, because it gets to go before the hobo.
What if I want
to
do scuffling? 12.
Technically, you should have gone before my scuffling, but if he wants to punch it,
yeah,
it's Jeff's
call. Well, yeah, the weapon's not going to be.
You can't really strategize playing two characters at the same time.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to spend 4. 10.
That'll hit.
D6 minus 2 for a punch.
Is
it really?
1.
Now it gets to go.
That was a really hard punch.
The hobo will take 5 points.
Oh.
The hobo is unconscious.
How low is the hobo?
-8.
Oh. I guess it's a good thing I hit it with the butt of the gun, huh?
Yeah.
I'm assuming we see him get all bubbly, bursty, and gross on his hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. God, I hope it just didn't give him more hit points. What's it? What is it going to do?
Oh, yeah, because you changed.
Yeah, I changed mine. I might be changing it again here in a second.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Troy.
Wait a minute, you just said this guy got hit.
He dropped. It's from him punching it. He touched it with his fist.
Oh.
I hit it with the butt of the gun for more damage, not knowing it protected me.
That'll hit.
Yeah.
-6.
-6. Okay. Make me a health check.
What does that do? I mean,
whether or not you get to keep conscious.
Five.
Made it. You are still conscious.
Cool.
Yeah, that shit hurts, though.
You got to change your pool now, though, because you're out of bullets, yeah?
I got one bullet.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because one round I only fired once.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
They're still running.
Yeah.
Walking.
No. Yeah, you both
stopped. I stopped and ready in action.
Okay.
Man, I kept going.
I'm watching. I have my flare gun.
You're just not
hitting with the gun.
No, I mean, I'm probably keeping a pretty good pace, but I'm not.
After you watch the hobo get.
Okay. Ouch. What pools everybody using?
I'm still going to shoot him.
Okay. So you will go first. I believe, unless you're going to do something higher than 12.
14.
No, I mean, at best, I'm going to use... 14. At best, I'm going to use firearms at a 4, because I've got no scuffling left.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's turn.
Point blank range, can't you guys?
It's going to go after you.
Yay! Oh, okay, that was a hit. That's not the damage. Still hurts.
Yeah.
One.
It turns around and back.
-5.
You're at -5?
Yes. Oh, no, wait, sorry. I just marked that off my wrong pool. No, I'm good. Sorry, 1, 2. 3.
Oh,
I'm at 3. Stability. Yeah. I'm going to take my last shot.
All right.
Last shot right in its ugly face. That would be a 4.
We'll hit.
That's 1.
That is enough to drop it.
And I toss the smoking gun at Troy. You can have your fucking gun now. And I take off running.
Take off running for him and knock him out?
Yeah.
You're running for the bottom?
You know, I don't give a about either one of them. So I'm going to leave them. If they bleed out, I don't care.
Yeah, you're not in any shape to run. Do you have first aid?
I do.
Okay.
Dude, I'm going over to help him, too. I might leave the hobo dead.
Sorry, Spencer.
Make a stability check.
Stability check. I have 0.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll. You still got to roll. That's a 1.
1? You see him taking off for that obelisk, for the pylon, whatever it is. You really want to know what's there before he gets there.
Flee!
Oh, missed.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, you're
just running.
That's your drive, man. If you don't do what the drive says you need to do, you'll take stability hits. All right. I assume you guys are going to try and heal up a little bit.
How many first aid points do you have?
2.
How many first aid points does Spencer have?
Nothing. But he's like out. He's -8.
Depends on if you heal yourself, you will be able to move without a lot of disadvantages because you can get yourself up to -4 because you can heal 1-to-1 on yourself. And you would basically be leaving Spencer to die.
That's brown by the window.
Alright. -4.
But if I wanted to run, like, am I running at a, like?
I don't even know if a -4 if you're running. Like, once you drop...
it could work.
Oh, okay.
Target number for you to hit would be 1 higher.
You're still going to be taking disadvantages, but...
Right.
It'd be under 5, basically, you're struggling to stay conscious. So, your 2 first aid points will then take you up to a -4, yeah? All right. I'm headed towards the obelisk.
Yeah, at this point, it's a race to get there.
Oh, we're racing. I see.
I mean, you guys are still a ways out.
Oh, okay.
You have passed the halfway point. Because you got a second check to see it. Say you were a quarter of the way out, and you're still a half hour away.
Okay. Cool.
By the time you guys finally get there, you're not that far apart.
I would assume if we didn't try to speed up, then it would be Daniel, who never stopped, myself, and then Matt. I guess it's just a question of what order.
I was faster than Daniel. I didn't stop there.
You didn't stop, so it'd be close between me and you.
But did you turn to go back? Because I passed you.
Yeah, you passed me. I'm third in line.
Okay.
So Daniel, myself, Matt, and then Troy, once he gets there.
All right. Took long enough.
Sometimes you meander.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing about games, these Cthulhu games so far. You know, this is the third one I've played. None of them start with any direction.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the issue when, for me, starting the game with Dungeons & Dragons, which is very clear-cut. Like, you started the game on a mission.
It also depends. I mean, I feel like if you're doing a one-shot and or a campaign, it's also different. Whereas you guys are doing a campaign, and we're doing a one-shot here, so it's kind of...
What do we see, Jeff?
Assuming the group reaches the tower, it finds a gaping, disturbingly vaginal cave mouth in the side of the cliff face.
Boner check! Six!
Didn't even need pills. What are you guys going to do?
Going in.
Yeah, you get there first. You're going in.
It's an opening?
Yeah.
How tall?
We'll say 20 feet tall.
Okay.
I'm going in.
I say, if he goes in and I'm second, I'm going to follow, or if she goes in and I'm second, I'm going to follow her. Apparently Matt's following me and Troy's hobbling along.
All right. You see a metal-bound book laying inside.
You're there first.
I'm going to try to grab for it.
No, you're there. Not. Okay. Also nearby, you find Earhart's shredded.
Okay, I don't care about that.
I know you don't. You're going to pick it up?
Yep.
If the book is approached, Abhalos manifests.
Okay.
This can't be good.
No.
The word manifestation is not a good word.
Oh, we're all dead.
It is an amorphous, quasi-substantial mass of steel-tipped tendrils, flapping sails of wrinkled brain tissue and pulsing insectoid eyes. And it doesn't look happy to see any of you.
Do I got the book?
Huh?
Do I got the book?
No, man.
The book became the
monster. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, never mind. Yeah.
You do see the book still laying.
Try to grab the book. Any way to do that? I mean...
Stability checks?
Yeah.
As I say, you got to see if you go crazy first.
Okay. I want to use 2 points in stability.
Okay.
Which would take me to a -2, which still keeps me out of...
One, it just depends.
Well, if I pass, well, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to use 2. I'm going to use 1 point. 5.
Oh, you passed. Okay. You're lucky.
Woo!
You're running into?
Yep.
Yeah, you're further back, but you see it.
Yep, I'm going. I just roll straight up because I'm not prepared for it at all.
Make the stability.
I'm not. I'm just going to go crazy. 1. 4. Hit me with it, Jeff. Hit me with it.
9.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I got a 4. You passed.
Yay.
Dude, you're still fucking nuts. How low'd you go?
I'm at -9.
So now, did you fix it from earlier when you fucked up? And
yes.
Oh, shit.
Otherwise, I'd be at like -15. Ah, Jeff, I know what I want to do. Unless it's your game, so if you want,
tell me the ideas.
I don't know. So you watch this. This is what's gonna happen to, in my opinion, to Professor Leroy Carey. You see, you're behind me, right? So Matt, what he sees is I scream and frantically start searching my pockets, upon which time I find a pocket knife. And I shove it into my own left eye, as deep as it will go.
Well, that would just kill you.
I just saw a god spawn out of a book, and I went to a -9 sanity. I'm only 3 points away from being so insane I'm no longer human.
Or you can faint away and pretend it never happened.
You got to roll something for that, though, don't you?
No, you can decide I faint.
Oh, I faint.
I get to decide what happens.
Nah, no. I'll just take it. I just take all 9 sanity. Tell me what you do, Jeff. Just whatever your fiendish heart desires. I got a pocket knife. I'm carrying a bamboo spear. I don't have a gun anymore. Thought it'd be fun to hold the gun up and just click uselessly through the chambers against my own brain. Whatever on that chart.
You know what? I thought I had terrible.
I mean, to be fair, it probably assumed that since we all just sort of ran away from the beach, I've just been marking off anything that I wouldn't have had on me when I left. I mean, like, where's the radio? If you took off fleeing, you probably didn't flee with 30 pounds of radio on your back. Why not? I mean, shovels, pails, water, we're all dead.
I mean, no, I had a canteen. The only thing I ever owned was,
so you guys are... The only thing I ever owned was, like, 2 hours of wood, and that was long ago.
No, you offered to carry the radio.
Well, I helped to carry it when we, before you examined the body.
So what happens to me with my negative
we'll
nine?
With yours.
All right, cool. I'm dead.
You are not dead.
All right. Well, I blinded myself.
Blinded in one eye and slightly lobotomized. But
I assume I will try and do the other eye as well. I don't know. Whatever you'd like me to do.
I don't know. We'll see.
If the pain doesn't knock me out first.
What are you guys doing?
I was going to say, if you did that to yourself, probably would be in a little bit of shock.
Maybe I stab myself in the chest. Whatever you feel. I want, but I don't faint.
I want the book, so I stab Daniel with my harpoon.
I mean, how close was he to me?
Y'all were like running on each other's heels, right?
Yeah.
Sense trouble.
Now you grab the book, and I shove the harpoon at you.
Well,
so what do I need to do?
I grab the book, and then the god manifests, and then I want to grab the book again. And then you stab me, right?
I will say that you got the book in your hands before it manifested.
So you're holding the book.
So then you're like, what the fuck?
Okay, so then Matt's going to stab me with the book in my hand.
Yeah.
Well, I passed my check, so I mean, I'm sure I was shocked, but I didn't go crazy.
You're
not freaking out.
Okay.
All right. So your action was to rush up and grab the book.
Yes.
Your action is to rush up and impale him.
Yes.
Or her.
Yes.
You roll weapons.
Do I roll weapons?
Three. No.
Okay.
Three.
That will hit.
Huh?
That will hit.
I have no chance to dodge?
No.
No.
Is it?
Damage?
That would be D6 plus one.
It's a heavy weapon.
Five. Then it takes me to negative two.
Okay, you're still up and moving, but things will be a little harder from here.
Okay.
All right.
What does the bug god do?
That's true. We still got this god who hasn't attacked anything yet.
Basically, you two ran up right in front of it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I had to grab the book to manifest
right,
it.
But
so
you're both standing right there. In
yep.
Front of
yep.
It can simultaneously attack two targets. Close range. And any number of point blank
or dead.
One to both of you.
I'm assuming it automatically hits.
There's probably a chance that it doesn't.
I mean, that's, I don't see how it could go.
Hey, you got two dice in your hand? Say which one is for me. You know which one's for me.
I
like
will.
Before you throw it. Be like the blue one.
I will.
Say it after. If it hits, make sure it's Matt.
Matt.
What was attack with?
It's a god. He can probably just blight you out of existence.
Points.
It's an 8.
Daniel. Will hit.
They both hit?
Yep.
Okay.
You guys ready to be dead?
11 points.
Holy shit.
11 points?
Yes.
So, I'm at 0.
Negative 11. You're negative 11.
Make me a health check. Roll a d6. You take 7.
6. I got a 7.
7 points. You are conscious.
You're not immobile, but you're conscious. You need
basically pithed and stuck to the ground. But a spear tendril going through.
Is it my turn?
You got to make a health check, Daniel.
Okay, I'm at negative 8. I just roll.
You just roll a health check. Just roll.
My lucky dice. 6.
You are conscious.
My turn.
Everything sucks. Everything hurts like hell. But
I'm assuming with my one good eye and what little I can still see, I'm screaming at watching them being torn apart by this bug god.
Basically. How far did you come in?
I'm assuming Matt had to push past me.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. You'd be a little further out. All right, Matt, what are you doing?
With a tear rolling down my eye because I can't move to get the book, I put the barrel of the flare gun in my mouth and pull the trigger.
What would that even do to somebody?
They did it in, it was a horror movie, and it was fucking awesome. No, it was in Judge Dredd. In the new Dredd movie, shoots that guy with a flare in the mouth. I want that to happen to me.
Shoot the thing in the mouth, because it will be so useless.
I don't want to miss.
You pull the trigger, and the flare gun's been out in the moisture for so long, it just goes... It doesn't fire.
It like lightly singes my tongue.
What do you want to do?
I've been outside.
I realize that. What do you want to do?
Do I like sense anything that's going on?
You have to hear screams.
Oh, you hear screams. Just fucking blood curdling screams. An unearthly roar as
something happens.
Steel barbed. Yeah, those things.
Like no
stab
the shit
out of them. Well, you never know. There's a radio drop back somewhere. It may still work.
Has it ever told you about the dream?
You gotta kill a baby. That's it. Kill a baby. Go find a baby and kill it.
You leave the island.
The minute I enter, the thing's gonna attack me. I'm gonna die. So
you leave the island.
It's still focused on these two.
No, it'll only be defeated by true love's first kiss.
Or by, a bunch of, 13-year-olds fooling around with each other.
Can I...
Worked in it. Monster.
I really want you to do Dockside Dogs.
I haven't seen what's going on inside.
Setup.
So I wouldn't know what the right thing to do is. Like, my instinct could be to run it and stab a book, but that wouldn't make any sense because I don't know that that's what I should do.
I mean, logically, toss a die, but I'm going to assume unless you're... batshit crazy hearing those blood curdling screams, you might run away.
Not with his drive.
Who does he feel duty to, though?
Protecting the
He
innocent.
Hates me.
It's not to any of you, but obviously, some crazy shit's going on in this place. But I wouldn't know what to do.
I'd leave it up to you.
I'd take the sand loss and run away.
Two.
Which means...
Huh?
Which means what?
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. What do you...
I thought I was rolling on stability.
Oh, so you're going to roll against your drive to run away? Because what he's saying is duty is going to propel you forward into that cave.
I feel like it depends. I think at this point, he's ultimately going to try to save himself before anybody else.
Like I said...
No, it's
duty,
just...
Duty to what? Like, I'm inside and I'm going to be like, oh, there's...
As a cop, that drive would be to protect and serve.
What he's saying is you can willingly go against that drive, but it's going to haunt you because you know you left us in there dying.
Okay, I understand that, but this thing just formed from this book.
But logically, I have no.
I mean, other than
idea what to do.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if the blood curdling screams push your character away, then you run away. It's against your drive, and it costs you sanity, but you run away. If you follow your drive, your impetus to save people, then you're going to run in and try and save the three screaming fools. It's whatever.
I think that draft kind of sucks for just a common police officer. I mean, I feel like if I'm...
No, the drive's not terrible. It's just
I feel like you did your drive through the whole game, but you just seen this giant god. So
he didn't see it though.
Oh, he hasn't seen it.
No.
Oh, okay. Never
That's mind. What I'm saying.
He hasn't seen it. All he hears is people screaming.
And then lose my mind, and then run away, or he run away.
I'll let you play your character, man.
Can I run in there? And I don't know yet. What do I do?
You look and you see these two impaled. You see Abalos in all his glory.
Yes, I'm still conscious.
And him gouging out his own eye.
You want to toss that stability check?
He just popped himself in the mouth with flare.
I tried to
pop himself in the mouth.
At least it's ripping.
Make a stability check.
4.
Oh, you're fine.
Fuck yeah.
I've been through enough already.
Kill it! Okay. Kill it with fire!
Grab the harpoon from the. You just throw it at the
thing. Throw it at the thing. The big black thing.
I mean, I know we're after a book that
I'm holding.
That we're supposed to throw in the ocean, or that somebody was supposed to throw in the ocean.
Yep.
So I know this much, that the book is bad.
Yep.
So I suppose
you're gonna go
in the ocean. There's no way to do this.
You read that.
You take my canteen.
You read that this thing, that the book was supposed to summon this thing.
Right. It has been summoned.
It was trying to. The book was supposed to be destroyed before it got summoned.
Right.
Which isn't really our fault.
So, do I notice anything inside this place as far as, like...
A pile of shredded clothes.
Lit, like, candles? Like, what is lighting like? Is it my... Is it like...
Is there being... It's sunlight. It's morning.
Okay. Well, we're inside a thing.
Yeah, it's a big open cave. There's light coming in.
Okay. How close am I to the book?
Over my body and between the pincers to where they are.
I'm holding the book still.
Yeah, we'll say you are 15 feet inside the cave.
Okay.
You are about 5 feet in, and you are just coming in and seeing the tableau in front of you.
I mean, can I feasibly make a move for it, or...
For the book?
Yeah.
Since it is focused on them, and she has conveniently been, like, stuck in place, and she's got it held up, I would give you an athletics check to grab it. And take
I don't
it off.
Want to grab it.
What do you want to do?
I want to stab it.
Stab it with what?
My fishing knives.
You have two fishing knives.
It's bound in metal.
Well, steel, yeah. You're not leaving it alone. It's going to get in the water.
Well,
you're going to have to get...
I can't say that.
You're going to have to get to the pages to tear it up. You're not going to be able to tear up the cover.
Okay. You wasted a flare gun.
It didn't work anyway.
It didn't work when you shot it. I guess I'll make a move for the book.
Athletics roll. Use your points.
I mean, I have 8. Like, if I use all of them, is that going to insure me? Like, is that going to, like, put me in super athletic mode? Or should I not use all of them? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I use 4? Like...
Well, it's the thing. He shifts the DC appropriately, so...
I will make it opposed. I will give Avalos a chance to spear you. So the higher you get, the less likely he is going to be able to.
He's all 8 of them.
What?
I'll use...
For all you know, you're going to grab it and it's going to be like, you know, Last Crusade and you're just going to melt. Like,
no, it's part of Army in the Darkness when he opens the wrong book and gets sucked inside.
I have no idea. Find out when it happens.
I'll use 5.
Okay.
Throw the dice.
Abelosum 3.
9.
Oh, it's got to be real strong.
You got it.
Sweet.
You are able to dodge the tentacle spear thing. Grab the book, and I'll get you back to the cave mouth.
Okay, and I want to use the other 3 to run the F out of there. Can I do that?
Depends on how you want to do the round now.
I guess these... Useless. I think corpses.
I'm still alive. I'm not useless. Not yet. I mean, I'm still awake.
Yeah, it is focused on these two. It is going to finish them off before it takes off.
Okay.
I will give you a round. You two are dead.
I'm dead? You said what I did?
It's going to kill. You want me to roll?
I want to get another turn since then?
What would you like to do?
Well, this guy,
you're pinned to the wall.
Okay. I find it impossible that my sanity hasn't dropped at all in all of this.
Yeah.
Sanity's the long-term thing.
Okay, well, I guess I'm dead then. It's okay. I thought I had another turn. I didn't know I was pinned.
You're dead.
He said it stabbed us in the chest.
Basically pithed you.
It put you right, yeah.
Yeah. Why did you say I was dead then?
Because
I mean,
you didn't sustain enough damage to die.
I would have bled out, though.
You are now.
There's nothing I can do.
You probably bleed out. It's going to take another turn. Kill
until he pulls the tentacle out.
And you have a turn.
Yes. Can I use my athletics to run? Or does it have to be...
No, wait. Has it killed me? Like, it's my turn. Because I'm going to use my 14 flea.
You tried to pop yourself.
But I just got a 18.
You're pinned to the wall.
I just can't run. On flea.
You're pinned to the wall.
No. Nope.
You can't run. Yep.
Yeah, you're kind of... What's your
hand? As you tear yourself off, 11.
But I rolled a 6, so I stayed alive and awake.
Yeah, but when you're from -6 to -12, you are severely hurt.
You can't really do anything.
You can barely do any physical actions.
So here's what I'm picturing. While I'm stuck, my legs are doing like the Sonic the Hedgehog spinning round things. And I'm just running in place.
All right.
I just want to do that.
So they're dead. Spend all your points and run like a motherfucker.
Eight.
Spent three?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going?
To the beach, man. Do I know where the beach is?
The island, eventually.
Or can I? You can. I mean, can I intuit that I'm closer to one shore than another?
Outdoorsman.
I'm an outdoorsman.
Yeah, you could get your way back. It's going to stop and take care of you.
I was hoping it wasn't going to.
It's going to stop and take care of these guys first.
It did. That's what gave you your first round away.
I want a grandiose, beautiful death. Tell me how I finished. How did I end? He like lifts me up on his tentacle with my little legs spinning and just scoops me in his mouth. What?
It lifts you up with your legs spinning and you slide down the bar and
sticks another one up your ass.
No, I just say you guys are pinched.
Thank you.
So if he just moves. If he just moves forward, he pulls them out, ripping just as much as went in out. Yeah. Guts are everywhere.
Daniel is kneeling down after Troy ripped the book out of his hand. Three more spears come in as you're just screaming because the book was taken away from you and tears you apart.
I'm going to take my last action to slowly crawl towards the last shred of history that's there so that I can be buried with Amelia Earhart's, I assume, body/clothes/whatever while giggling maniacally. It doesn't matter. I'm at -9, -10, -11, whatever stability.
There are some clothes.
Yeah, this is it. I'm if nothing else, I will be the great archaeologist who rests in the same resting place as the great Amelia Earhart. I'll be written about in books.
Except for she's like 200 years old.
-9!
Except for no one will ever find it.
Did you get hit by one of the devourers?
I don't think so. He seemed like crazy.
No?
I actually have a decent number of hit points.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm playing myself as injured and crazy, but I'm more crazy than anything.
It won't kill him.
Uh-oh.
It lies, he's saying. I'm crazy.
No, he didn't go after the book.
No, it's not even that. He needs more devourers.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to become one of its things.
Yeah.
So as it steps over me, I crawl over and just start cuddling with the clothes of Amelia Earhart.
Okay. It's going to try and catch up with you.
Well, yeah. No, don't worry.
It'll spin five.
Oh, damn it. You know what? I had that parachute on.
11.
Wait, let me fall to the ground. She just went.
Six.
Oof.
And you had, I'll say, two turns on it. Because it stopped and thought about Cody. You're heading back to the beach.
Yeah, I'm on.
Heading toward the
I will say that you will make it.
I made it to the beach?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to take near as much time as you thought it should.
Okay. Can I do a quick survey of my surroundings?
Sure.
Do I see anything? As far as a getaway vehicle? A boat?
No.
Okay.
We did radio for Mayday.
Wait, I don't know. There could have been. Somebody else could have left a boat.
Tattoo shows
up. I don't know if people have visited this island. And there's nothing?
No.
I run as far as I can into the water without, like, swimming.
Yeah.
And I toss the book. Into the water.
Okay.
Chocolate.
I really got a bad feeling that we've missed something.
Probably, but you know.
That's all you got.
Somebody didn't share information, so.
That's all you got to go on.
Yeah.
Throw a baby in the water.
You're supposed to throw a baby in the water.
It had something to do with gelato, I think.
Yeah, where's it coming to go?
A bobbity boobity.
A bobbity boobity. The bobbity boobity. That's how you speak Italian, yes.
Not racist at all.
Italians are a race.
Just waiting for it all to end.
Sorry, yeah. No, it doesn't work.
Cool. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I'm sorry, Avalos comes tearing out of the forest.
I'm gonna start swimming.
Troy's indomitable spirit.
I mean, I'm probably getting eaten by a giant squid. I don't care, but
yeah,
this is gonna be my last resort.
It won't follow you off the beach.
I'm going swimming.
Yeah.
Go okay. On surfing.
How much athletics you still got?
None.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Make me some rolls.
I mean, we're dead anyway. I don't care what you do now.
Man.
This is all about you, Lewin.
You busy living and get busy dying.
I got really nothing to... Yeah, driving.
No.
The six.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
A really good swimmer.
I'd be a really good swimmer with a demon behind me, too.
He's like skimming across the water.
Like
not even swimming, just running.
Do I know?
You will get away from the island.
Congratulations, you're the only person that this thing didn't eat.
You're saying there's a chance.
I don't know how far I can go to swim. Obviously, probably going to die swimming or eat by a
shark. Roll again. It's your turn. The creature can't get to you. Roll again.
Well, that's the thing. You're far enough out that you won't survive on your own.
Right.
So roll again.
Can I like circumnavigate the island and maybe find something? Is there any way off this island? Like out of game. Is there any way off this island?
Yes.
Without destroying the book.
No.
Okay, so, there's no point.
Avalos is the book.
Right.
Avalos created the island, and...
You have the book, right?
No.
I tossed it, because you didn't give me the information on how to destroy it. Thanks a lot.
I was going to destroy it if you didn't steal from me. I wasn't, you know...
You were dead.
No, I was alive, had the book in my hand, was pinned to the wall. I still could have destroyed the book. You didn't want it.
What did he have to do? Tear the pages out of it?
I didn't want to.
Shoot it with the flare gun?
Huh?
Shoot it with the flare gun?
Yeah, if he'd set it on fire, it would have taken one round.
I would have had another turn. Karen, I would have used my one kaboom missile point to read the book.
That's what I was looking for. Like, that's asked for like a torch or something inside the cave. But apparently, this thing was so well lit by daylight that it didn't need
anything. Well, I believe you got a.
Avalos didn't need a torch.
I thought you had a box of waterproof matches.
I didn't. I didn't find them. He doesn't like sharing. Have you not been paying attention?